The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little tiny thought fairy here this morning. At the center of the sun, the temperature is 27 million degrees right now. And the pressure is so great, you can't even express it in words. But at that pressure and at that temperature, hydrogen fuses into helium, and every time it does, a photon of light is released, and that is what makes the sun shine. I have a little thought for you here this morning. 100 miles beneath your feet at this moment, beneath your feet right now, the temperature is 2,500 degrees, and the pressure is 500 times greater than the pressure at the point of the deepest depths of the deepest ocean. But at that pressure and at that temperature, the stuff of a pencil lead becomes a diamond. Now, I've often said you can learn a lot about God from nature. The harshest conditions create the most beautiful results, but that's only because nature can't say no to God, but we can. Story of the rich young man here in the gospel. Classic story of the man who looks Jesus in the eyes and says, "No, thank you." And he had everything going for him, didn't he? Everything. He was smart. How do you know he was smart? Well, because a fool and his money are soon parted, that's why. He was virtuous. Look at all these commandments that he kept. But you got to ask yourself this question. You think maybe things were going too well for him? I think the answer is yes. Nature is beautiful because it never says no to God. There's plenty of examples of that, and I could go on and on. Remember once I was driving through Alberta and I stopped and watched a grain field blowing in the wind as far as the eyes could see, and you heard about amber waves of grain. It was mesmerizing, beautiful. Every blade of grain perfectly surrendered to God's will. Nature is beautiful because it says yes to God. But think about this. Man is even more beautiful. More beautiful than light, more beautiful than diamonds. St. Irenaeus said, "The glory of God is man fully alive." But we tend not to say yes to God when things are going too well. We need pressure. We need temperature. Hardship and suffering are the anvil on which our faults are hammered out. Do we have that now? Heck yes. And this is what I want you to believe. This is my little thought for you this morning. There's a renewal coming to this church. It always happens in the times where things are the worst. the pressure, the temperature build up, and God forges saints. Here's the question I'd ask you to ask yourself. Do you want to be part of that renewal or not? Because if you do, please remember this. Focus first and foremost on the depths of your own yes to God. There's plenty of fingers to be pointed. I'm pointing plenty of fingers myself, don't get me wrong. But just remember this, for every finger you point to somebody else's faults, make sure you're pointing two back at yourself. Reform of structures has never been the cause of lasting change. Man bends society and it always bends back. Same holds true of the church. Whatever man bends, I tell you, it always bends back. The work of God is the work of holiness. And the work of holiness begins with your choice to turn to the Lord and to say yes. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, pray for us.